Hi, this is Dr. Johnny Bowden, author of The 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth, and today I want to clear up something for you that people are confused about all over the place. It's the concept of glycemic index. I'm sure you've heard of it. Glycemic index is a measure of how quickly a food, usually a carbohydrate, raises your blood sugar. That's important to know, but glycemic index is kind of an out-of-date concept. It's been replaced by something far more important called glycemic load. Now, I'm going to try to explain. Professor Johnny's going to explain to you the difference. See, foods like carrots have gotten a very bad rap because they have a very high glycemic index, like 92 on a scale of 1 to 100. That sounds very high. But you have to take into consideration what portion size you're going to eat. And that's where glycemic load comes in. See, knowing the glycemic index is like knowing the price per pound of something. Now, suppose I go into a store and I see this very expensive saffron spice and it says $300 a pound. Well, that's a lot. But you know how much I'd have to get of this to get a full pound's worth? What I want to know is what am I going to have to pay at the register? Maybe I only need, you know, a spoonful or two of this stuff to use in my cooking that night. So maybe I'm only going to have to pay like 87 cents. So the price per pound is like the glycemic index. It takes the same amount of food, 50 grams of carbohydrate, and then tells you how much 50 grams would raise your blood sugar. But we don't always eat 50 grams. Some cases, like spaghetti, we're going to eat 200 grams or more. Some cases, like carrots, we're going to eat 3 grams or more. So Professor Johnny's going to explain it for you. Now, there's a little bit of math involved, and I know everybody's eyes glaze over when it comes to math, but this is pretty interesting, so follow me for a second. The glycemic index goes from 1 to 100. 1 is, there's like no blood sugar raise at all, and 100 is very high. The glycemic load goes from about 1 to 20, 25. There's a couple of foods like, you know, pure sugar that'll go a little bit higher, but maybe, you know, 20, 25 is really high. Now, here's how it works. Let's take our carrots. Carrots have a glycemic index of 90. Now, the glycemic load is the following formula. The glycemic index, GI, times the number of grams of carbohydrate you're actually going to eat. In a carrot, there's 3. So times 3 grams of carbohydrates is 270, and then we divide by 100. So the glycemic load of a carrot is 2.7, 3. There's nothing there. So now we're going to compare that to spaghetti, which everybody says, well, it has a very low glycemic, very moderate glycemic load of only 50. Well, that does sound pretty moderate. It's right in the middle of the 1 to 100. It's 50 glycemic load. That's not so bad, right? But your average portion of spaghetti is at least 50 grams, at least. And if you go to the Olive Garden, it's way more than that. So 50 times 50 is 2,500, divide by 100, and you've got a glycemic load of 25, which is the upper end of the glycemic load scale. So this is going to raise your blood sugar way more than carrots. That's why you need to make a distinction between glycemic index and glycemic load. Glycemic load is telling you what you actually have to pay at the pump. That's what you want to know. If a food has a low glycemic load, it's not going to do much to your blood sugar, and that's what you're going to be looking for. This is Dr. Johnny Bowden for Eat, Drink, or Die.
Sign up for my free video series, 7 Nutrition Lies That Are Making You Sick and Fat, at johnnybowden.com.